Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. 3 weeks ago on the program, Honolulu Zoo wildlife educator and South Dakota native Stephanie Arney joined Dakota Midday along with a few animal friends, including an iguana, boa constrictor, tortoise, and tarantula. At the time, she was one of three finalists for Wild Guide on a new online version of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Well, on Monday, it was announced that she got the job, and she joins us on the line from Hawaii. Stephanie, congratulations, and welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Aloha, and thank you very much.
Still very early there, huh?
It's only 7:30. It's okay.
All right. Well, thanks for getting up to talk with us. I'm guessing you must have been pretty excited when you heard the news earlier this week.
Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? It was exhilarating. When they called me and told me, I almost lost it. I thought I was going to explode. It was the most meaningful moment of my entire life. It's something I've been working towards for a very long time, doing conservation projects all over the world and taking many risks and giving up a lot of things. And it's really wonderful to know that it has all paid off and somebody has noticed me and really wants to use me as a spokesperson for wildlife. It means the world to me.
How do you see this job then, as you see as sort of a spokesperson for wildlife?
Well, I guess so. That's what it is. I'm a spokesperson for wildlife. I'm going to be hosting this webisode series that is going to be coming out this fall. We are going to film the pilots in August and September. We're choosing two locations and a total of 6 5 webisodes. So that's going to be the beginning of what Wild Kingdom is going to look like for this fall. And then after we premiere it in October, we'll see how everybody takes to it. I will be doing a bunch of promotional appearances. I'm really pushing to get on the Ellen Show. after we do promotions, we'll check and see, how does it go? Do people like it? Are people watching it? And if it's a go, then the next steps will probably be a contract as of January, and then we're going to focus primarily on the U.S. for the first season, and then after that, we'll be going around the world. So as for now, I get to stay living in Hawaii, and they're just going to fly me from here, so pretty lucky girl.
So you'll still work at the Honolulu Zoo while you're doing this?
I work for the Honolulu Zoo Society, which is actually the nonprofit that supports the zoo. And as for now, yes, we have decided I will continue to work for them. I am also their ambassador on the face of the zoo here. So being the Wild Kingdom ambassador is kind of a bonus for them. They're very grateful for that. I'll go ahead and keep partners and keep working with them until I can no longer do it. You know, if it gets too busy with Wild Kingdom, for example, they're wanting me to help with development. They want me to help create stories and write scripts and stuff like that. So if I become too busy, the Honolulu Zoo Society is very supportive, and they understand that, and they'll be willing to part ways when that's necessary. But until then, I will be staying with the Zoo Society.
You mentioned writing scripts and that sort of thing for the Wild Kingdom as the new host. Do you know how this will work, how the shows will come together? Will it be something of a collaboration, or are you kind of the guiding person behind it?
Well, we just sat down and had a meeting yesterday via Skype, and we talked about all the different ideas that we had. Of course, they're trusting my experience, which I think really rocks. I appreciate that a lot. They're like, you know, where have you been in the U.S.? What stories are you aware of? Who do you know? You know, trying to reach out to any of my contacts. And so how it's going to look is I will be doing the main research. I kind of feel like a journalist, to be honest. I'm going to be going out, looking around the U.S., talking to people that I've worked with in the past at several different zoos. Hey, what are the awesome stories out there? Who do you know? And then I'll call, for example, if I want to do a story in manatees, then I would call a good friend that helps run SaveTheManatee.org. I'll call her, say, hey, how do you feel about a partnership of some sort? And then she would discuss that with me. And then I would follow up with a meeting with Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom, and Malone and Company, which is our production company. We'd all sit down together and discuss what are ideas for an actual presentation, and then we would go from there if it would work out or not. So that will be kind of my role, is creating scripts and coming up with ideas and looking for the new relevant stories that are happening today.
What do you most looking forward to in this job as the new wild guide for Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom?
You know, I grew up watching many different animal shows, and when you go back and you watch Wild Kingdom, it really does blow your mind. I watched reruns as a kid, and I didn't live it. I wasn't getting up every weekend and to watch it with my family. I'm missing that little component. Although I did watch the reruns, I am missing that. So I went back to watch all of the Wild Kingdom episodes, and when I see some of the things that Jim did, it kind of blows my mind. And I was watching an episode last night of them jumping out and trying to rescue a bear that was stuck in a big watering area in Everglades. And I'm thinking to myself, what are these guys going to have me do? and to be honest, I'm looking forward to all of it. I'm looking forward to adventure. I'm looking forward to having close encounters with animals that are misunderstood so that we can educate the public on how incredible they are and how important they are to our ecosystems and our whole entire planet. So those are the things that excite me the most.
Any animals in particular that you want to see? Perhaps some that you haven't come across yet in your world travels? Or are there any that...
I haven't worked closely with any species of bears, really. So I would love to do that. I would love to swim with manatees. And I'm trying to think of the things I haven't done. I haven't been able to swim with manatees yet, so that's something I'm really going to push for if we get to swim in Florida. I'm really trying to focus on the U.S. right now because that's really where we're going to be focusing on this year. So, yeah, those are probably the ones in the U.S. that I'm really keen on is bears and manatees.
Bears and manatees.
But just because I haven't really worked with them before, but I am a shark lover. I think I've been... So anytime I can get the camera crew to jump in the water with some sharks, I'm definitely going to be pushing for that, too.
Well, you mentioned going back to those earlier episodes of Wild Kingdom, the old joke was that Marlon Perkins would be off somewhere comfortable while Jim was, you know, wrestling with the alligators. So you're going to be more like Jim than Marlon Perkins?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be, they've kind of given me an idea. They're like, you know, it'll be a good blend. It might not right away be as crazy as what Jim and Marlon and Stan Brock and the boys used to do. Obviously, I'm going to have to learn how to lasso a little bit better because they used to go all barefoot on horses and lasso cheetahs and stuff. So I'm going to have to pick up some of the skills that they had. I might take me a little while. So I'm assuming it'll be a little bit safer than what they used to do back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s with the old school Wild Kingdom. But it sounds like it'll be a pretty good blend of both Marlin and Jim Feller.
You didn't learn how to lasso very well when you were in South Dakota?
No. Oh, my gosh. You guys would all be so disappointed in me. I've tried, and it's really fun. I just haven't gotten the opportunity to do it again. Apparently, there's not a lot of lassoing opportunities in Hawaii.
Now, looking back over everything that you've done, the places that you've been in your work, do you think that's what really put you in a good position to be chosen as the new Wild Kingdom host?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was very fortunate to have kind of an obsession to see the world when I was really young. And after I was able to find those experiences, I gained the experience, which, of course, increased my passion. So all of that combined is exactly what they were looking for. And I was very grateful that I just happened to be that person. They saw that I had done all these things and I took all these risks and I was adventurous and I did some pretty freaky stuff in my travels, and not just that, but I was safe and I had fun and people could really see my enthusiasm and passion when I would be talking about a conservation issue or just talking about one singular animal. So I think that's what they were looking for, and I hope that I can show that with the rest of the world.
You mentioned that the first episodes that you'll be working on, they'll be filmed in the U.S. Do you know, you mentioned, of course, that you want to swim with the manatees in Florida. Do you know where the first couple of places will be for the first issue?
Well, on my Facebook fan page, I asked the fans. We really want the fans to be involved as much as possible. I want everybody to know I'm as real as them. So I want people to communicate with me as much as they can on Wild Kingdom TV, Facebook, and Stephanie Arnie Facebook, just asking people, where do you want to see us go in the U.S. this year? Where, what stories do you have that maybe nobody's ever heard about? What are your ideas? So I'm definitely getting your guys' input. In the meeting yesterday, we kind of threw out a few different ideas. We need to get a bunch of series within two locations, so we couldn't just go to one place and afford to do one story. We need to go to a place where we can do about three, so keep that in mind. But obviously, the good places for that would probably be around California or Florida to start off at. But I'm not going to lie to you. We threw around the Pierre, South Dakota concept a few times. I think that they really like the idea of going back to my home state and filming in some areas there as well, especially for the premieres. So we'll see how it goes. So keep that in mind. If you guys know any ideas for Florida, California, and South Dakota, please throw it on my Facebook fan page or the Wild Kingdom TV fan page.
So that's how do we find your fan pages again?
If you go to Facebook, you can just type in my name at Stephanie Arnie. That's Stephanie with a P-H-A-N-I-E, and then Arnie, A-R-N-E. And you can like my page, comment on it, and say, oh, you know, my friend has an area that they live around in western Florida, and they know a guy in the Everglades who has an airboat. We can hook you up. We have an idea. They're doing this new cool thing with alligators, right? You know, that's the stuff we're looking for. We really want to connect with our fans. So if our fans have ideas and no personal stories, that's what we're looking for. And that's just going to excite you even more that you can be involved. So please throw that on my Facebook fan page. And to like Wild Kingdom's fan page, you need to go to Wild Kingdom. That's two different words, Wild Kingdom TV. You can go ahead and type that in Facebook. Like it. Go ahead and share your comments. But the webisode series will be shown and premiered on wildkingdom.com or on Wild Kingdom TV's YouTube channel.
All right. Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for talking with us again on Dakota Midday. And again, congratulations for getting the job.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Honolulu Zoo wildlife educator, South Dakota native, and SDSU graduate Stephanie Arnie. She's the new wild guide on an online version of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, premiering this fall.